looks like a challenge.
Actually,
I do list, but possibly I.
Holy crap. Actually, I did have a plan. Holy crap.
Church is more like some kind of club.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we've been talking about the early church in Sunday school. You know, how it was after Jesus ascended, and the Christians got together and prayed and worshipped, and were together.
Unified?
Yeah. And our church isn't anything like that. The grown-ups argue over stuff, and the kids in the youth group talk about each other. And now the leaders are fighting over what kind of music we should have in the services, and... Well, sometimes I wish we could be the way they were when the church first started. It seems like it was perfect back then.
Well, you know, there are a lot of things I could say.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they're the same things my parents said.
Maybe. But I think it'll be better if you see for yourself.
See? Oh, the imagination station.
Sure. Maybe it'll help you with your perspective about the way things were and are.
Will it be an adventure? Or will I meet up with someone who will preach to me about how wonderful church is?
It's the imagination station. It's programmed to give you an adventure. Well, how about it?
Okay. But I don't know how it'll help me. Hanging around with a lot of perfect Christians could be depressing.
I think you'll be surprised.
Mr. Whitaker?
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the new Imagination Station experience.
Oh, okay.
What's your name?
Matthew.
Matthew, you may ask me anything you need to know as you proceed. Please continue through the door beneath the flashing red light.
Which door? Oh, that one. It's funny. I don't remember Wits End having so many doors.
Have a great adventure, Matthew.
Thanks.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth. And when Jesus said this, he was lifted up while they watched, and a cloud took him from their sight. They were still staring in the sky. Suddenly, two men in white were standing near them, and they said, "Why are you standing here looking in the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, is the same Jesus who will come back the same way." So the disciples left the Mount of Olives and went back to Jerusalem.
Whoa! What happened? Chickens? Mr. Whitaker!
What?
I think something's wrong.
Who are you? What are you doing in here?
You're not Mr. Whitaker.
Come out of there, you chicken thief.
Ouch! Hey!
Sapphira! I've got another one!
No, wait,
foreigners overrun Jerusalem, and then you think you can help yourself to whatever you want. Sapphira!
Ananias! What are you doing?
Catching a chicken thief.
But I wasn't doing
this
it.
This is terrible timing. They're here, Ananias.
What? Who?
Seth and his family about the field.
Now, tell them to wait inside while I beat this thief.
Hey!
He'll think twice before trying to steal our chickens again. Hand me that stick.
What? But I didn't touch your chickens. I'm telling you.
Now, Ananias, please.
Ananias, is everything all right?
Seth.
A moment, if you and your family will wait inside. I have to deal with this boy. God's peace, Deborah.
Ananias.
And who is that? saw you.
What has this boy done?
I caught him trying to steal my chickens. Somebody please hand me a stick.
I wasn't trying to
steal. You're going to beat him?
You can't. Look at him. He's obviously a beggar. That's right. Why obviously?
Let him go, Ananias. Remember our guests. We have more important business. Go inside with Seth. Leave the boy to us women.
Women do not know how to swing a stick properly.
We do well enough beating the rugs that you track mud all over.
Seth, go inside with Ananias.
Come, Ananias. I know that look in my wife's eye. Another stray puppy. Besides, wouldn't the master want us to show compassion?
Yes, I suppose he would. All right, boy, you're spared this time. Seth, brought the money?
All of it.
Oh, this is a travesty. I was just putting out the food and drink for you.
Oh, go inside, Sapphira. Rhoda and I will talk to your thief.
Thank you. Give me only a moment, Deborah.
Well, boy?
I'm not a thief.
If you're not a thief, then what are you doing here?
I'm lost.
Where am I?
Silly question. Jerusalem.
More specifically, the courtyard of Ananias.
Jerusalem. I guess that makes sense. What's your name?
I'm Matthew.
I'm Rhoda.
Where are your parents, Matthew?
At the department store.
What?
I mean, they're far away.
The city is filled with foreigners. It's not a surprise to have children separated from their families.
Maybe we can help you find them.
Do you live in Jerusalem?
No. I'm from, somewhere else.
Then why are you here?
I'm looking for a church.
What is a church?
It's where people who believe in Jesus get together and worship and stuff.
You're a follower of Christ?
Mother, he's a believer.
Matthew, you're not a Jew, are you?
No.
A Gentile believer. Didn't Jesus say Gentiles would believe?
Am I a Gentile?
Gentile, derived from the Latin, was traditionally used for those people who were not part of the nation of Israel.
What? Oh,
thanks for what?
For helping me.
God, this is so fucking hard, man.
Jesus, after he rose from the dead, came to Jerusalem.
I feel so bad for you, Adriel.
Slow down, Rhoda.
But it's so exciting.
Does your family also believe in Jesus?
Sure.
Seth will want to speak with them.
But I'm the only one here.
Rhoda, you and Matthew should wait for us over there by the well. When we've finished our business, we'll take him to the apostles.
Yes, Mother.
And clean him up. He smells of chickens.
Yes, Mother. Come on, chicken thief.
I'm not a... Never mind.
There. Much better, Matthew. Now tell me, how do you know about Jesus?
From my parents. And church.
There is another assembly of believers.
Uh-huh. Why are you surprised?
We thought there was only one.
Music now. Music lover 700 in Preston's Burgers. Ellipsis. Pretzel.
It makes sense there will be others. Even Gentiles. Though, I don't know what my father will say to that.
Why? Is it a problem?
It's not a problem. Only, Jesus was, is, the Messiah. The anointed one for the people of Israel. For Gentiles to believe is... Well, we'll see.
I don't understand why it's such a big deal.
You're the first Gentile believer I've ever met. Though I shouldn't be surprised. Jesus said we're to be witnesses to the end of the earth. I heard him say that on the Mount of Olives, right before he ascended to heaven. Only yesterday. Or was it the day before? I don't know. It's such a blur now. That's why we're buying the field.
I don't get the connection.
We're buying a field outside of the city from Ananias. We will build a house there. A house large enough for believers to come and worship and learn.
A church.
My father thought of it the moment Jesus ascended. The idea suddenly came to him, and then he remembered that Ananias was selling the land. So we're here to buy it.
Peace be with you, Ananias.
And also with you, Seth. Keep an eye on that chicken thief.
Thank you so much for your hospitality, Sapphira.
Oh, my pleasure.
We'll see ourselves out through the gate. Rhoda?
Here, Father. Is it done?
The field is ours.
Thank God.
Now we have to see about your new friend. Matthew, I would like to take you to Peter. He'll want to hear about your faith and how you came to it. Perhaps we can also figure out how to get you back to your family.
Thank you. Did you say Peter?
children. We don't want to lose her in the crowd.
Where are we going?
Peter and the others meet secretly in a house on the edge of the market, in an upper room.
Why do they have to meet secretly?
The Romans. But mostly because of the leaders of the temple. They hated Jesus, and they hate anyone who wants to follow him. Especially after he rose from the dead.
Proof I'm holding it.
I could see how that would tick them off.
So?
But if they want to meet secretly, why would they meet near a market?
Because it's easier to hide in the middle of a lot of people.
I guess that makes sense. Kinda.
The houses around that looks great.
What's wrong, Seth? Is it a riot?
I hope the temple guards have you attack the meeting.
But I hear laughing.
Watch out.
What's going on?
I don't understand. Mother!
Stay close, children.
Stephen, what's happening here?
Seth, where have you been? You won't believe what's happened. We were meeting and Peter spoke to us about the fulfillment of our master's promise for a helper, a comforter to come to us, and then... Oh, how can I describe it? There was a rushing wind in the room. I thought it would tear the house apart, and then there was light, like the individual flames from a candle appeared above everyone's head.
This sounds like madness. Have you been drinking?
No, not madness, not drink. The power of God. Like he did with the elders of Israel in the time of Moses. We could hardly contain ourselves, so we went into the streets and it's a miracle. We have been speaking in languages we've never learned.
What languages?
The languages of the Egyptians, the Medes, Parthians, anyone and everyone in the marketplace. It is astounding.
I remember the story from the book of Acts. It's Pentecost.
It's a miracle. Jesus said we would go into all the world, but he's also brought the world here. It is the wonder of God. The wonder of God.
Listen to me, fellow Jews, people of Jerusalem.
It is Peter. Let's get closer.
Men of Israel, listen to me. Jesus the Nazarene was a man sent to you by God, displaying miracles and signs that God worked through him when he was among you. You know this. He was put into your power by those who acted outside of the
Seth,
law.
Are you all right?
And you
look faint.
But God,
I must sit down.
Here, on the step.
Free him from the shackles of death.
Father, are you not well? What's wrong, Seth?
This is more than I can take in. It is far bigger than anything any of us has ever known, and we are a part of it.
Part of what?
Listen to Peter. Hear how he speaks now. The Spirit of God has come to everyone. Everything has changed. This isn't just about the nation of Israel anymore, but what does that mean? What are we to do about the law of Moses, our traditions? It makes me feel dizzy.
Water. Find some water.
Where? That door. It is an inn.
I'll go. Hello? Is anyone there?
Go in, hurry!
It's stuck. Hold on. Terrific. Now where am I?
Matthew?
Rhoda?
My little chicken thief! Where have you been?
I don't know. Around, I guess. Not near any chickens.
You went to fetch water and then we couldn't find you. Why did you run off?
I got caught up in everything that was happening. How's your father?
He's changed somehow.
Come with me. Where are you going?
I'm on my way to the Portico of Solomon.
The what of who?
The Portico of Solomon, or Solomon's Porch, was part of the temple, a walkway along the eastern edge. It was often used by the early Christians for meetings.
Right. A few of the faithful are going there to preach. I want to watch.
Mercy, I beg of you. I've been lame since birth. Children, do you have anything for a poor lame man?
I'm sorry. I don't have any money.
I have a quarter, but I don't think it'll do you any good.
Well, perhaps you can help carry me to the gate.
We can try.
Oh, bless you both.
I hope the gate isn't far. Here come Peter and John. Maybe they'll help us. Master Peter? Master John?
Rhoda, what can we do for you?
This man...
Do you have any money for an old man lame since birth?
Look at us.
Yes.
Silver nor gold do I have. What I do have, I give to you.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Why? Take my hand.
Stop.
No, I do not have the strength.
Take my hand and you will.
I'm standing. In the name of Jesus, walk. I'm walking. I can walk. Praise God in heaven, I can walk. I've never... Look at me, everyone. I can walk. Oh, praise the Lord. I can walk.
Why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if we made this man walk by our own power?
That was amazing. God, we must find my father and tell him what's happened.
Out of the way. Move aside. Out of the way.
Oh, no. It's Elias. He's a Sadducee.
A what?
Sadducees were priests and members of the upper class in Jerusalem. They were opposed to the teachings of Jesus and his followers, fearing they would lead to rebellious uprisings and cause trouble with Rome. They also rejected any belief in immortal souls, resurrection, or the afterlife.
Be careful what you say.
Got it.
Wait. I know who you are. The daughter of Seth.
Yes, sir.
So is it true? Has your father become one of them? A disciple of Jesus?
You would have to ask him, sir.
I have known your family for a very long time, Rhoda. That's why I'm warning you. The Sanhedrin will be forced to deal with this cult. Even now, those two men will have to answer to the priests.
Yes, sir.
Guards, seize those men!
You're kidding! They're arresting Peter and John for healing a man? Let's see where they're taken.
Won't accept.
Is there anything we can do for Peter and John?
Pray.
We're glad you've come home. We have to talk.
Should I leave?
No, stay. This won't take long.
What? Has something else happened?
You know that this arrest is the latest in the sufferings we've endured. Many of the people have lost their businesses. Some have been thrown out of their homes and rejected by their families. They are poor. Many are starving.
I know.
Rhoda, it is the duty of those of us who are blessed by God to share with those who don't, even if it means sacrifice.
What are you saying?
I have decided to sell the property I had intended for our house and give the money to the poor in our assembly.
You mean we won't get to live in our own house? But we've waited such a long time.
This is no longer about us as a family, Rhoda, but a greater family.
The family of the faithful.
But a large house will help the others.
Later. They need help now.
Yes, I see.
It's hard, but it is the right thing to do.
Maybe if we pray, the temple leaders will leave us alone and we can keep the land.
Perhaps, but remember, our Lord prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane that the cup of wrath would pass from him. But he yielded to God and suffering. We must be prepared to do the same.
I understand. Matthew, if you don't mind.
No. Mind what?
I'd like to be alone for a little while.
Oh, okay. I'll wait in the courtroom.
Good morning.
It's gonna take a while getting used to this new imagination station. Matthew?
Huh?
What are you doing here?
Where should I be?
You went out into the courtyard at our house and now... Wait, how did you find us? This meeting place is supposed to be a secret.
A secret?
We moved our meetings because of the temple leaders. Peter and John were just telling us what happened.
They were released.
Though they've been warned not to preach about Jesus again.
They didn't agree, did they?
Peter said that they must do what God tells them to do. The temple leaders weren't pleased. And it's worse now because the crowds are following Peter to be healed. It's the same as it was with Jesus.
I thought you came out to...
Ananias,
if you mean for the meeting with Peter and John, they're finishing now.
Is it true about the healing?
Yes.
This is impressive. Very impressive. Such a show of power. And yet the temple leaders arrested them and let them go again? Isn't that true?
It's true.
Don't you see? Even they're afraid.
They don't act afraid.
You told the apostles about your decision to build a meeting place on the land?
We've changed our plans. I'm going to sell the land and give the money to the believers now to help those in need.
But I just sold you that land.
And now I'll sell it again.
Shrewd man.
Well, it's not very shrewd from a business point of view.
Shrewd about aligning yourself with the apostles now while everyone is talking about their power.
Why are you going on about power?
I'll follow your example. I'll give the money for the land to Peter. Still, it's bound to be appreciated.
That's not why I'm doing it.
No, of course it isn't. I'll speak with you later. I want to get inside to arrange that meeting.
Ananias, I don't think he understands.
Father, about Matthew...
As I said, I must speak with the leaders about bringing a Gentile into the meeting. It's a difficult time. We've already had arguments about the Hellenist believers.
We're Hellenists.
The Hellenists were foreign Greek-speaking Jews who had returned to Palestine from settlements throughout the Roman world. They were considered tainted and worldly by the Jews of Jerusalem.
Even the believers of Jesus?
As the traditional Jews and the Hellenist Jews became Christians, they brought with them their tensions and conflict over following the laws of Moses.
What did you say, Matthew?
I was just saying, that the believers shouldn't be arguing about anything.
I wish it were true.
Computer,
following Jesus,
how much time?
The disagreements between us.
You have 16 minutes.
Disciples argued even while Jesus was here. Why would that change now?
Because it should change, shouldn't it? What's the point if it doesn't change?
Excellent question. But for now, I must ask you to be patient. Rhoda, you and I should take in some refreshment. You bring that jug of water. I'll grab the larger pitcher.
What am I supposed to do?
If you want to be helpful, you could draw more water up from that well.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, Father. Don't disappear again, Matthew.
I can't promise anything. Fetch water from the well. I can fetch it, but I can't take any inside.
Good evening, boy.
Oh, hi.
What goes on here?
I'm getting water.
Inside. There seems to be a lot of people gathered together. What are they doing?
They're... Wait. What do you want to know? Who are you?
Saul. And your name is?
Matthew. Maybe I should find Seth.
No need. I'm only here to observe. Nothing more. Now, be a good boy. Keep quiet.
Yeah, sure. Or not. Seth! Rhoda!
Foolish boy. Be quiet. Wake up!
Playing a different episode because the green station was getting boring. So I just have to play another episode.
Child of a place to sleep.
Peter?
Yes.
the lame man by the gate.
You're with Seth's daughter.
If you're gonna talk, do it over there and let me rest in my spot.
Yes, sir.
How is it that a boy is in jail?
This is a jail? You're back in jail?
We're back in jail. John and the other disciples are over there.
But I thought they let you go. Before, after you healed the lame man.
The power to heal is reserved for God alone. Even so, the high priest had us all arrested for preaching in the temple.
You went back to the temple after what happened last time?
We will always return to the temple to exalt Jesus and preach repentance to Israel and the forgiveness of sins.
What's this? I'll be coming here at this time of night. This can't be good.
Perhaps we're going to be released.
I don't believe it.
Oh, my eyes!
Whoa! What's going on?
It is an angel of the Lord, our God.
Wow.
Kneel, boy.
Oh, right.
Come out, men of God. You are free. What would our Lord have us do? Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of life.
An angel! I've seen an angel!
Come. You're the messenger.
But where are we going?
As he commanded, we're returning to the temple. Men of Israel, hear me. We appeal to you in the name of Jesus, the one whom you rejected and crucified, who rose from the dead, and even now sits at the right hand of the Lord our God. Repent! Repent now and see the salvation God has brought to his people.
Matthew! Hello, Rhoda. I saw an angel. What? What are you doing here?
I'm with Peter and the other apostles. Can't you see?
But you're a Gentile. You can't be in the temple.
I was in the temple prison. I don't see why I can't be here.
You're in the prison with Peter? Aren't you afraid?
No. Why should I be afraid?
Because of what happened with Ananias and Sapphira.
They weren't in the prison with us.
Not in the prison. Matthew, they're dead.
Dead? Were they killed by the temple leaders?
It was Peter. They lied about the money they were giving to the assembly. The money my father paid to them for the field. They promised to give all of it. And they didn't. They lied to God.
Oh, I remember the story now. But I think they dropped dead on their own. I don't think Peter actually killed them.
Everyone is talking about it. My father doesn't know what to think. Neither do I. What will happen next?
Out of the way. Make way there.
What now?
Over here. This way, man.
Oh, no.
There they are.
It's Elias again.
Ah, there you are. We've been searching all over for you. You were supposed to be in the prison.
We were. Now we are here.
How did you escape?
It was the work of God.
Huh. Well, you can explain it to the high priest. He wants to talk to you.
I'm sure he does.
And it won't be pleasant. You were warned. This time you won't be let off so easily. Will you come quietly?
Don't we always?
Guards, take these men back to the high priest.
Come here.
Rhoda, why are you here again? Didn't I warn you? Go home to your father. Tell him he would be wise to leave Jerusalem now.
Why would he do that?
To save your lives.
There's also been a lot of confusion.
Exactly. People are bound to be neglected to some extent.
Well, I've noticed that we Hellenists are most often overlooked.
Not intentionally.
Really? You so sure about that? I know that you and the Israel-born Jews among us look down on those who have come from other regions.
You don't help yourselves by speaking as you do about the temple or even Israel itself.
Oh.
Your loyalties are not as strong as ours.
You're questioning our loyalty? We are loyal to God. Isn't that what's important? Not a building or geography.
Father!
Wait, Rhoda. You see, Stephen? Those are the comments that trouble us.
Why? Isn't our common bond to be in Jesus himself through the Holy Spirit that unites us?
That's right.
Matthew, it is not appropriate for you to speak about this matter.
Why shouldn't he?
He's a Gentile. I'm not even sure he should be here.
I don't understand what being a Gentile has to do with anything.
Mind your tone.
I'm sorry, but this whole thing has me confused. You talk about the Hellenists and me and going into the temple or not going into the temple, and it makes no sense. Who cares about all that when Peter and the others have been arrested again?
Again?
We came here to tell you. They were arrested, and Elias said we're all in danger.
And so we are. But we won't allow that to stop us.
Maybe I'm crazy, but it seems like you'd save yourselves a lot of trouble if you just stayed away from the temple. You know, preach somewhere else.
I wouldn't expect you, a Gentile, to understand. The temple is the very place we should go to preach the message of Jesus and the reclamation of Israel.
Seth, the good news of Jesus is about more than Israel. Don't you remember his words to us? Don't you remember how we preached to everyone when the Spirit came upon us?
Yes, but he is first and foremost the Messiah of Israel.
I'm sure this is all really important, but shouldn't we see about Peter?
Yes. We'll go to the temple and argue for his release.
Get out. You had better be sure that we don't see you again.
That is in God's hands.
Father.
Peter.
Oh, peace be with you all. What have they done to you?
Their latest warning. A small beating.
Small?
Don't worry about me. I consider it an honor to have suffered as Jesus did.
We must take you back.
Children, run ahead to the house. Find strips of cloth and water. Hurry.
Yes, sir. Come on, Matthew.
Okay.
I'm afraid. It's one thing to arrest them. It's another to beat them.
I know. I don't think things are going to get better.
Oh, Matthew, the Gentile boy.
Hello, Stephen. How was Peter?
Strong. Why are you out here alone?
I thought having a Gentile inside would cause them problems.
Perhaps so. God is doing a very new thing, and it's difficult for some to grasp.
No kidding. None of this is what I expected.
What did you expect?
Well, it's kind of a mess. I thought everyone would get along and, you know, love each other and be happy in Jesus. I knew there were a lot of arrests and meetings, but I didn't think there'd be arguing over Hellenists and Gentiles and...
God is doing what he always does. He's working through fallen men and women to accomplish his purpose. It's been that way from the beginning. The good news is that we have his Holy Spirit, the helper promised by Jesus, to guide us.
It still seems messy.
Messy is the least of our worries. Well, I have to go. It's my turn.
Your turn for what?
To announce the good news in the temple.
They'll probably arrest you.
They might. I don't mind. As Peter said, to suffer for Jesus is an honor.
Yeah, but what if something worse happens?
That would be glory.
All right. Stop here.
What?
Why?
I've been walking for ages and I still don't know why.
Look. Between those two buildings.
What am I looking at? A hill?
The hill.
I don't get it.
It's a building that crucified Jesus.
Oh, that hill.
Many of the believers walk up there. It inspires us. It reminds us how he sacrificed himself for us. It makes us less afraid somehow. I think if Jesus can take that pain, turn it into a victory, then I should be able to face whatever comes our way, no matter how messy it gets.
Hey, you were listening in on my talk with Stephen. He's a wise man.
I don't know how wise it is to go back to the temple like that.
That's the best place to tell. What?
What's wrong?
I just saw my father.
Where?
He just ran around that corner.
Come on. Father! Father!
Rhoda, quickly. Go back to our house. You must tell your mother.
What's wrong?
They've arrested Stephen.
I knew it. Why are you so worried?
This isn't merely harassment. They're charging him with blasphemy this time. I must go tell the others. Hurry!
No! Blasphemy? Blasphemy?
According to the law of Moses, it is an offense when someone curses against God or the work of God.
Stephen wouldn't do that.
But they'll say he did, and according to our law, that means death.
Gave him no inheritance, but promised to give him the land as an inheritance. This was remarkable, since Abraham had no children.
We know our history, young man.
Then you know that God gave Abraham the sign of circumcision, which he gave to his son Isaac, who gave it to his son Jacob, the father of the 12 patriarchs.
Yes, yes.
And those patriarchs, jealous of their brother Joseph, sold him into slavery to Egypt. Yet God was with him, and he found favor with Pharaoh, who made him governor over the nation.
And Joseph was reconciled with his family and brought them to Egypt, where they eventually became slaves under a king who didn't know them. Yes, we know!
Then came Moses, who as a baby escaped a decree of death and was adopted by Pharaoh's daughter. He was educated by the Egyptians and great in all he did.
Really, Annas, must we listen to this?
This is my defense. Moses himself was exiled to the land of Midian after he angrily killed a slave master who'd been abusing an Israelite. And it was there, in Midian, that God spoke to Moses in a burning bush and called him to deliver the people of Israel from their slavery in Egypt. As Moses led them to this land, the people were hard-hearted. Even while he was on the mountain receiving the law from the Lord our God, the people rebelled and demanded that Aaron, Moses' brother, make them a golden calf by his own hands and an idol, which they worshipped. So God gave them over to their wickedness.
Computer,
your point is
stop.
That the Lord our God worked in other lands, calling into question the importance of this land, the very land that God promised to us. Is that it? Or are you bringing up the idolatry of our forefathers for another reason?
I beg you, stop speaking in riddles. Speak plainly about the charges against you.
I ask you, where does God himself reside?
What?
Moses constructed the tent of witness in the wilderness, which was then carried by Joshua and the people of Israel through to the time of David. Was that the home of God?
Well,
David asked permission to be allowed to build a permanent house for the Lord God, but God gave that honor to Solomon,
the great temple.
Yet what did God say through the prophet? Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is my place of rest? Only what my hand will make. The Most High doesn't dwell in houses made with hands.
Are you suggesting that God does not reside in this holy temple?
You are a fool, Elias. He is suggesting something far worse. He is claiming that we worship this temple.
that this temple is no different than an idol to us. Stubborn people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you persistently resist the Holy Spirit just like your fathers did. Which of the prophets escaped abuse by your fathers? Didn't they kill those who announced the coming of the Righteous One, the very one you betrayed and murdered? You received the law by the hands of angels, and you did not keep it!
What more is there to say? He's guilty! The law demands that we stone him!
What are we going to do? They want to kill him!
Wait! Stop!
I see the heavens open!
Gentlemen, there is no need!
There is Jesus, the Son of Man! Standing at the right hand of God!
Rhoda, they'll tear him apart! I don't know what to do!
Gentlemen, stop!
Oh, where is my father? Where are the others? They have to be around here somewhere. Well, we must get out of here. This way! Rhoda, hold my hand! I can't reach you! Too many! Rhoda! Find my house! Do you hear me? I'll meet you there! Go on! I'll catch up!
Watch out.
Sorry. Saul.
You. You're the boy who fell into the well the other night.
You pushed me.
An accident. But you survived.
Are you in charge? Can you stop this riot? They'll kill Stephen.
If that's what he deserves, him and everyone who chooses to follow that false messiah. You're one of them. You can lead us to the others.
Let go!
We'll see what the high priest has to say.
No! Let me go!
This way.
Then the people dragged Stephen out of the city and stoned him. And as he suffered, Stephen prayed,
Lord Jesus, receive my spirit!
And he knelt down and he cried out,
Lord, do not hold this sin against them!
And after he said this, he died.
No, no! This is all wrong!
Deborah, use that crate. Put only what we needed in it. Nothing more. I'll bring the scrolls.
What's this? Matthew?
Seth,
what are you doing in here?
I'm not sure.
Hiding? I don't blame you, but you should be with your parents now. We're leaving.
Leaving? Father, who are you talking to? Matthew! I've been so worried about you. Is it true? Did they murder Stephen? I'm afraid so. It was horrible. And now they're coming after the rest
of us. We don't have time for talk. Help your mother pack, Rhoda. I must see to the body.
No, Father, you mustn't.
I will not leave his body there. He must be buried properly.
That madman will catch you. He's arresting everyone he can find.
Saul, let him try. I knew him when he was a child. I'm not afraid.
Maybe you should be.
Help your mother. I'll meet you at the field.
I don't understand. Your father will risk his life to bury Stephen? But they didn't get along. They disagreed, but my father loves Stephen. Jesus brought them together, and his love was greater than their arguments. I have to help my mother now. You must find your parents.
You're really leaving? What about your plans to help the others?
There won't be anyone to help. All the believers are escaping from Jerusalem, except the apostles. They insisted on staying.
What will happen to the church?
It's so strange. Jesus said that we will spread the good news to the ends of the earth, and now we'll have to. The death of Stephen is forcing us to. We'll set up churches wherever we go.
This isn't how I thought it would be. From the beginning, it was a mess.
Jesus didn't say it would be easy. I'm sorry, Matthew. I have to go.
I know.
We'll come back to Jerusalem. I believe we will. God will deal with Saul.
I'm sure he will. Goodbye, Rhoda.
Where do we go?
Home. All I have to do is step through that door. I think.
If you say so.
Maybe I'll see you again sometime.
I hope so. Keep away from those chicken coops.
Okay.
Oh, Matthew, welcome back.
Hi.
What did you think?
This imagination station is different.
A little less predictable. I thought you wanted an adventure.
I did. And I got one. But you knew what was going to happen.
Only because I know the Book of Acts. Maybe you should read it for yourself. A lot more happens.
I will. But
what?
It's a lot to think about. I always thought the church started off really well, that it was perfect, and then got into trouble later.
Well, I think we'd like to pick out a couple of the verses that talk about how the Holy Spirit brought people together and did amazing things through the apostles. But as always, the people God used had all the flaws that come with being human. Did you think they'd be supermen and women?
I guess I did.
You know, in the history of God's work, he's always done it that way. Some people were especially consecrated, and many were, well, people like us, people who go to our church.
Yeah.
So when we're tempted to bail out on church or complain about the people there, we have to remember that God is at work in their lives just as he's at work in ours. You see, God wants us to be faithful to him by being faithful to his church, even with all the trouble and bickering that goes on. Do you understand?
Yeah, I get it. I guess I should talk to my parents again.
Oh?
I want to take back what I said. I'll go to church with them.
Even though it sometimes gets messy.
Compared to what I just went through, it doesn't seem so bad.
And who knows? Your being there, even with the problems, might inspire others.
Inspire them? To do what?
To be faithful.
One episode.
When we talk about the early
Let's just skip over this.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Thank you.
Hi, Emily. What can I get for you?
Oh, a large coffee, please.
Your parents let you drink coffee?
Oh, no. It's for Dad. I'm on my way to his courtroom and thought I'd take him a cup.
There's a fresh pot, baby.
I'll get you some.
So, today's your big day at court.
Big day? Yeah. I'm sitting in on my dad's courtroom so I can watch him judge and stuff. And I'll even get to judge a case myself. This is a dream come true. You're actually...
Say the Honorable Emily Jones. I heard about your project.
Oh.
So, are you now a legal assistant or a bodybuilder? That backpack looks too big for a girl your age.
Oh, it is too big for a girl my age.
What are you carrying?
I'm just
gonna... Case files. Part of my job is to read cases like the one I saw today.
This is not interesting. So, you know what? I'm just gonna skip it.
What's the case about?
Well,
I'm not interested in that shit. I'm only interested in the adventures. Not fucking court cases, but this will be long enough. Go up and say hi to Cookie for a while after this is done.
Whit, Jack's on the phone. He needs to talk to you.
Oh, I'll get it in the office. Now, let me know how it works out.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker. How it works out?
The Room of Consequence. Mr. Whitaker's been showing me how it works, and he told me I could try my hand at programming it. So I did. And now I need a victim. I mean, someone who needs a lesson. Why? Because Mr. Whitaker said that the Room of Consequence...
No. Skip that.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Kids Radio presents the Bible Network, Channel 316. We're all Bible, all the time.
The Bible is useful in many different ways.
Yeah, no.
2 Timothy. And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Here you are.
Good morning, Mr. Henri.
Ah, Benny, I am so glad you are here. But you are on time.
Uh-huh.
What have I told you about that? If you want to be a successful artist, you must always be a fashionable 10 minutes late. No one will respect you otherwise.
Oh, well, do you want me to go out and come back in?
Fortunately, I am the only one to witness this, how do you Americans say, faux pas?
Uh-huh.
Now you must turn your attention to the new paintings.
New paintings? Mm. Oh, from whom?
Do you not recognize the exquisite styling, the bold brush strokes? How can you consider yourself an expert and not know the work of Diego San Juan de Filibuster?
I think because I consider myself...
Yeah, no.
I don't... And now, Skip. Adventures in Odyssey.
15 seconds left. Odyssey is up by 2.
Skip.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
I don't know what to do, man. This is ridiculous. This is...
The report was just fine.
Just fine?
There.
I spent 2 solid weeks on that science report, and Jace Smouse waltzes in at the last minute, and everyone thinks he did his fair share. He didn't. And my locker keeps sticking.
Wow. You may have the tidiest locker in the school. There isn't a thing out of place. Except that piece of paper jammed in the corner. It's folded up.
How did you see that? It's not even white. It's the same color as the locker.
Careful, don't tear it.
It must have been covered over when they painted the lockers 1 year. I thought it was an air bubble. There.
Unfold it. Let's see what it is.
It's like an origami fold or something. We're gonna be late for class.
I can't do this, dude. Just...
Oh.
Yeah, we'll just go and talk to Cookie. I need to do this.
Stop. Button.
Cookie is logged in. Cookie joined channel.
Hey.
Client sub menu mobile. Me sub menu mobile. Jake's at enable voice activation. CTRL shift AV. Canadian public service results from main room. Team top 5 classic D5.9.0.50.
Hey. Urban
joined channel.
Hey, Evan.
I'm a team talk addict.
Hi.
Oh, shit.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Mr. Team Contact today.
How are you?
That could be better.
Chris, what is your problem with mind tech now? You're grounded!
My audio level, wait, is it audio levels?
No, no. It's him. He's disagreeing with Mike. Yes, Irvin?
Man, what is the problem with blind techno? Why are you just always, saying things to him? What is the problem with him, man?
What are you talking about, dude? I don't have any problem with blind techno. Except that he clones.
OBS Studio.
Cookie and all of them are just telling me that you started telling him things when he was just logging in without a reason.
Yeah, Blind Techno said that you've been insulting him, and Blind Techno, can you talk?
When did I do this? Because I haven't been up here since he first came up here and then I went to bed. So when did I supposedly do this, Blind Techno?
You just did it. Please be honest. Man.
When did I just do it? I just logged on here.
So what is it with this thing? I mean,
I don't know what's going on. I just logged on here. So.
Not today. He was just saying that last night or something.
What the fuck? I didn't even do anything to him last night. I wasn't around last night.
Are you sure? Not yesterday or other days? Didn't you just say anything to him?
And Mikey even said something about it too.
I mean, about the cloning, that's all I said. I mean, you're against it too, Cookie, so. I mean.
I am against cloning, yes, but. I don't know if there's anything more going on or not.
No, there's nothing going on. I don't know where the hell he's getting this shit.
That's the only one thing you did?
That's all I said about the cloning.
So what insult then? I don't see any insult on this thing.
I don't see it either. So, I mean. Yeah, whatever.
I mean, if he said that, he said that you insulted him, so that was why I was gonna just ask you and see what is wrong.
I insult? I'm confused. I don't know what the heck is going on.
You did say at one point you hated Blind Techno. Just so you know, you did say that.
Yeah, at one point, but now he's getting better. Well, sort of.
Yeah, but. Blind Techno's not even talking. Hello.
Okay, so
isn't voice activation.
Just hang on, I have noise around me. I have noise background. I can't.
Not you.
I'm still.
Not you. Checking in.
Whoop! I was agreeing with the statement.
Now that you're here, what did Aaron say to you?
What did I do?
How he insulted you? That's totally. The thing. I mean, I want to ask.
My thing is he always I don't know how to explain that, man.
I'll explain it. You're gonna have to explain it.
And he always starts a drama with everybody here.
Just example some of the things. Just say for example, what did he do last time?
Aaron's not here. You don't have any drama. But when he comes here, there's drama. It doesn't matter me or somebody like when Aaron logs in, because we have always a drama. I don't know why. He just somehow starts a drama.
Then maybe I should leave?
Drama that what? Drama saying Aaron was automatically coming and randomly treating somebody like a shit or just randomly saying things to people? That's what you mean?
Yeah, just start your drama. You guys know, just when he logs in, this drama starts somehow.
Is that true, Aaron?
No.
Okay, you know,
I think it's even more drama when you got cloned. Something that Cookie had a bad experience of, and you're not getting it.
Oh, I don't play clone this day. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, this day. You're gonna play it tomorrow, probably. I mean, I have no problems with you, dude. Like, I just came up here to see who was up here. And I get caught with this.
Okay, wow. let's just say this problem is resolved. But when you came here, there is always a drama, man. That's another
problem. How is there drama? How?
Carl Johnson, join channel CJ House.
Well, I don't know how you start that either, but when you came here, there's always drama.
Okay, give me an example. Watch, you can't get one.
I don't know how to, like...
Give an example. Well, tell me an incident. Incident.
Say a few months ago, you just have a good time. You had nothing. Just except for spammers. And we just banned them.
That was a few months ago. Dude, what the... Why are you bringing this shit up now? Dude, why are you bringing stuff up that happened a few months ago? I didn't cause drama a few months ago. That was a whole Britney thing, if that's what you're talking about. And why are you even getting involved in the whole Britney thing?
I'm talking today.
What did I do today? I just logged in here. What did I do?
When you came in, always drama. I don't know how you do it.
Excuse me. I just logged in about 5-10 minutes ago. What the?
Well, you never logged today or 10 days ago.
Today you just logged in, but you just mean the other days that come in.
He said today.
He just means every time you come here, you just cause drama. That's what he's saying. Like, he didn't say you didn't do anything today, you know? He's just saying that, like, normally, every time you start drama. That's what he's saying now.
Because I'm against clones like Cookie, I cause drama? Okay. That's whatever. I'm against clones the same way as Cookie. So, if that's causing drama, then I don't know what it is.
What events are you talking about, Mr. Techno?
Remember that I said to you that when Aaron came to the server, it doesn't matter what time is it, there's always a drama. I mean, that topic that we talked about.
Yeah, you said that.
And you said,
right, but... I'm confused as to what you mean. Like, do you mean about the clones or do you mean about something else? Like,
yeah, every type of drama. It doesn't matter if it's a clone drama or every type of drama.
I need an example.
You don't have one.
I need an example.
He just admitted he doesn't have one. Wow. I'm used to this shit, so go ahead. Say your example. No.
Oh, man, I'm half asleep.
Me too, man. I just woke up, and I'm...
I've been up all night, dude. Literally, I've been up all night. I've literally been on a private server hanging out.
I'm not in the mood today.
I only came up here to see what was up, too, but...
Yeah, that's all I did. I come up.
Time, which is really weird.
Like, what the... And if it happened a few days ago, why are you just bringing it up now? If you had a problem with it, you should have brought it up then. Techno.
Oh, that might be... Wait, techno. Oh, no, that's not an insult. Never mind.
It's not an insult. It's a name.
Not techno. What is that? Techno. Techno. Who else logged in as techno?
I didn't do it. I didn't log in as techno.
Somebody
was
looking as techno earlier. Yeah.
Do you know who it is? That was not
Bye.
Me. That wasn't me.
No, I didn't say it. I said, do you know who it was? Because
no.
That reminds me of...
No, I don't know who it was.
Stop spamming.
Hi.
This was Carl Johnson. What's spamming
him? He's in fucking there, probably.
He's going out. It's getting annoying.
But anyways,
like
back to this thing at hand, whatever. So, if it happened a few days ago, why are you just bringing this up now? If you had a problem with me, whatever, you should have brought it to my attention, not... No. Now. Like...
No, we just need an example. Just say, for example, on Monday you did this, or on Tuesday you did that, you know?
Okay, but if I supposedly did this, then
that
why...
That was the wrong shit.
You think I caused that? Oh, okay, wow. Okay, wow. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Keep dreaming. God, I did not cause that wrong shit. You know I didn't.
I dream every night.
You know what?
Well,
I have to get Manny up here.
Sorry.
He ain't gonna be happy.
What has to do with this controversy?
Because Manny is my witness. I did not cause any of this. What, Ramon? Really?
This discussion doesn't get any point, I mean.
Exactly! Because he's not giving examples! Okay, I have not talked to Ramon. Why?
Going to enter Hunting Chinomi and saying things about Cookie, and you would just get them against each other, even they're not doing anything together.
What? Hold on, what'd you say, Evan?
Wait, when?
Sometimes he's going to UK server to the Unterhalten channel and getting everybody against the thing. I mean, this one I agree.
Yeah, this is what I'm doing.
Wait, what?
That's not
I did no such thing.
That's true, that's not
I did no such thing. Manny is up there every time I'm up there.
You're just going they are hanging out with themselves. You're just going there and saying things to him, and then you're just saying things to Manny, and then you're just bringing up Manny, and then when Manny comes, Cookie comes. When Cookie comes, I go. Yeah, this is a drama. This is actually way causing drama.
I don't come unless they get a hold of me. I don't come unless they message me. That's what I'm saying.
You just get out of people.
Aaron talks to the message to you, I think.
Yeah, Aaron messages me, or Manny messages me, and I go wherever they need.
That's what I'm saying, man.
There's a big drama, dude.
If they're
and you think
right.
I caused that? I didn't. So, I would appreciate if you would stop accusing me, Mr. Techno.
Sit down!
And start with the facts. Start with the facts.
Sit down. Now sit down.
This one I agree with the blind techno, actually.
That's
what I'm tripping with. I mean, that's the thing that I saw with my own eyes. So...
Yeah, same thing
wait,
with here.
So
okay.
You know, I thought you were blind.
Okay, and listen. Okay, listen. 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 Can I say something?
No, I understand what you're saying now. I understand.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright. Same thing with here. If there's drama, if there's something happening up here, the cookie needs me to work. If I can come up, I come up.
Right.
So, if there's drama up here, like, for example, like when, I don't know, when Roman was hacking the server and Manny messaged me, I came up as soon as I could.
I go up to the UK server, if, like, for example, Aaron, else, like, I can show you a message from him. He'll tell me that Ramon's starting something, like, Ramon is, you know, doing something.
Yes, he does.
If you don't go there,
yes, he does.
Dude, just go to the UK server and have a chance against each other, man. That's it, man. Nobody just tells us shit. You guys just go to the UK server. It doesn't matter. Aaron, sometimes, man.
You go up there too, Techno.
Mostly I saw Aaron. I mean, Manny was there for the first time. He just goes there if he gets a message from Aaron, because apparently a drama is going on there. I go if they're bothering Aaron, then I go up there if Aaron tells me to go.
If you don't want to get bothered by them, why are you just going to their channel? I don't want to get bothered by them, man. I'm only going up there if they're bothered, man. I'm saying to Aaron, if you don't want to get bothered.
They bother me regardless, Irvin, is something you're not getting. They bother me regardless, dude.
How do you do that?
Blush.
Exactly.
That part I have proof.
Exactly.
I have proof of the blush calls.
Yeah.
I have proof of.
We do. We have a whole bunch of recordings up here to prove it. There's actually more that I need to upload.
Well, that kind of aren't downloadable, but we kind of won't talk about that.
We'll talk about that. Jeez.
But, no, like, I
really, just told, shit, anyways.
If they ask me to go to the UK server, then I go. But other than that, I really don't go there. That's what I tried telling Shamika, and she won't listen.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Irfan.
And Shamika's just blaming...
Apart from the thing that Shamika's been a bastard, yeah, I know about that, but... Yeah. The thing is that...
Yeah.
You just, like, sometimes go in there and he even doesn't do anything. You just go there and...
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. You don't see it.
Yes, he does.
You don't see it, Irfan. You don't see it. He does.
What is he doing now?
He calls my phone. When I'm just minding my own business, he calls my phone.
Don't go and change your phone number, please.
I can't change that. I have doctors and counseling sessions that I cannot, just change my number right away. And plus, I don't think I can change my number.
You can get a Google Voice number for your other jobs that you want to do, and you're not encouraged.
Why should I have to get my Google Voice? Google Voice doesn't half the time ring. It has a bug now where it doesn't ring anymore.
No, I'm saying for your doctor stuff and other stuff that are necessary, because you get Google Voice number and you don't need to give it to anybody else except them.
How am I supposed to get the calls if it doesn't ring?
I think you're getting confused. I think you mean doctor's offices and personal shit give them their real number, but I think you're talking about, aren't you talking about Google Voice number to, like, people in the community? Is that what you're talking about, or am I misunderstanding you?
Or just giving the Google Voice number to people who you trust, and use another number for your doctor stuff that you don't give it to other people.
Oh, I see. Okay, alright.
Oh, my kid's back on.
Google Voice number for that. You can just
whatever you
want
to do, man. Whatever you want to do, man. I think Irfan and I have it.
Anyone call it?
Yeah. So, like I said, man, I'm just only going there whenever they ask.
Exactly.
Maybe sometimes there's nothing going on. Maybe sometimes there is. I don't know. That's the only time I go. So I don't go there. I don't want to be told that I go there a lot. I don't. Don't.
Well,
you know.
Computer.
You just go there when they call you.
What time is it?
You just go in there when they say you have to go, you know?
Computer?
I know.
What time is it?
Good, I know.
Computer. Volume up.
No, I know you're good. I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying, you know.
Computer.
No, I agree with what you're saying.
What time is it?
About that. If there's nothing going on, then yeah, don't go. Yeah. That's what I'm telling you.
All right. Well. What about? Techno's clothes.
Well, my key just gave me his up. Can go outside. Don't upload it. It will contain my key. And you uploaded a key already. It will contain my key, man.
Dude, I'm not gonna do anything with your key. Chill out.
No. I messed with my key, dude. I was talking to my key.
I know, but if he wants to upload something, if he wants to upload something to your channel, let him. No one's gonna do anything with your key. Quit over-exaggerating over a key. It's getting ridiculous.
Fuck it, I'm sorry, but
it's not that big of a deal.
Okay, then. Okay, you can upload it. I don't care anymore,
okay? I'm just saying, don't
over-exaggerate. I'm sorry, but that's funny what he just said over there. That's funny.
Dude.
Exactly, dude. I don't want your damn keys to your damn Manamon or whatever you play.
Yeah, man. I don't look at your, yeah.
I mean, you got that key illegally, probably.
I thought you wanted us all to play anyway.
I mean, you know, just go off,
you
know.
You said you wanted us all to play.
I mean, you know, if you want a Manamon key, go off, go ask Golf Foxtrotter. He'll give you all the keys he wants, and he'll even put them in Joe's gaming group. I mean, anyways. Come on, go ahead. Like, literally, he put a Manamon key in Joe's gaming group and then said the next message, oh, don't use that key. I'm just putting it in here for somebody else.
Yeah, why would you do that?
I don't know. He's freaking, that Golf Foxtrotter, whatever his name is. He plays the same game as you play. Yeah.
No, I don't want a key. I just,
talking
about
Mikey about Moxie. He does play clones. Well, what are you playing? Manamon's not a clone, I don't think. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. Because I don't think Sean used to play Manamon, and he might not play clones.
Yeah, it'd be easier for Maxie to get it from TT anyway.
How about just beam it?
But yeah.
Just damn text file.
Yeah, man, I just came to show you what was up. And...
Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm gonna call this. Hi.
Hi, Mike. You're just talking to
her. Aurora Prespona. Coronavirus.
Wait, what?
Yeah, guys, just to that message, but don't speak it because my voice activation is turned on.
She just channel message. I don't know, what he said, let me see. Wait, you fish in Orchard Dungeon?
Yeah, he will get it. He will get it because it's already up. It doesn't matter now.
Cookie?
It's okay. I have a second one.
Too late now.
Cookie?
Screwed now. Alright.
Huh?
I've been up all night, guys. I've been up all night, so...
You fixed your noise reduction?
I'm on the other PC, dork.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, dorky.
Hi, message. Hi.
Wow.
What am I gonna wake up?
Why is it not sitting?
Computer, what time is it?
Why is it not sitting?
It's 11:08 a.m. This is just boring.
Yes, whatever you want to do, man. I can't reply to messages, man.
That's weird.
I don't care about uploading the...
Hmm. I think this is gonna end.
Stop.
This and whatever else, cause I'm gonna go do a lot of stuff, and I think this is enough challenge. It's been like an hour, dude. I can't. I don't know what to do. I'm just sitting here holding the phone, so.